Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining us by phone now, the Reverend Todd Kolbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Kolbaum.
Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Doing all right. Sorry about my little frantic phone issues there, but glad to have you with us this morning. How are things going with Rural and Small Town Mission today?
Things are going great. We're, of course, a little bit of snow on the ground. That's good. We need some moisture out there in the rural areas, but as far as our mission goes, we're still trucking along. We're kind of getting all over the place here lately.
Very good. Well, I've seen you guys are all over the map. Tell us about some of the events going on with Rural and Small Town Mission to help provide support for those rural and small town congregations.
Well, we've got a great event coming up in Nortonville, Kansas, and that's one of our engaging your community events, and that's the one that's coming up most quickly, and we're pretty excited about that. We'll be up there in northeast Kansas.
And so what happens in an engaging your community event?
Well, really what we're trying to do there is help a congregation look beyond itself. So many of our congregations, because of so many factors, budgetary constraints and loss of members and dwindling congregational populations and all sorts of factors weigh upon a congregation. And it's very easy to start getting inwardly focused. You start to think about what we don't have, what we wish we had, what we once were. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to help a congregation look beyond itself into the community and say, hey, we've got this great mission field here right around us. This is where God has put us to do this mission and ministry. How can we get out there and engage that group of folks?
And what has been the response? You've been doing the engaging your community events for a little while now. What, over a year now?
Oh, we've actually been, this is probably, we've been doing them almost 2 years. I've been doing them, and they started just before I came in as director. So really, a little over a couple of years. And we've had fantastic response. The congregations that have gone through them have been very pleased having done them.
And what have they've been pleased? What have been some of the responses of the congregations? What are some of the things that they've learned or new ventures maybe that they've taken on after participating in the Engaging Your Community event?
Oh, that's a great question, because the response has been all over the place, and it really depends on where the congregation's at, because we don't try to come in with a prescribed, here's these steps you take and to be greatly successful. What we do is we come in with some ideas and some ways that they can take a new look at themselves, and really that's where we get the greatest response. We help them by looking at, okay, what are actually the demographics? So often congregations will get stuck with a mental picture of what our community looked like, but we don't necessarily remember or know what it looks like today. Mm-hmm. And so we help them with demographics. We look at asset mapping so they can not focus on what we don't have, but can take a fresh look at what the Lord has blessed us with. So many times, oh, if we only, if we only, if we only. But this gives them an opportunity to say, hey, we have all of these wonderful things. How can we use them together to engage our community, to reach out to those around us? And then we look at partnerships. How could we partner with somebody perhaps in a community, perhaps another congregation to be successful in some type of a mission or ministry endeavor? We look at how to lead that, because change is such a scary thing. How can we lead this change? How can we help folks move from this inward focus to the outward focused congregation? And then really the beauty of what I really appreciate about the EYC is the fact that we want to walk away with a plan. So often we get together and we go to conferences and we hear all these things, and they're great ideas and great thoughts and wonderful exchanges, but if you don't go back to your congregation and accomplish something, it can be time poorly spent. And so we want to walk away with a plan. So we've got congregations who have come away from an EYC and they partnered together with another congregation to do VBS, where they've never been able to do VBS in several years. We've had congregations just walk away with a renewed vigor for what they're going to do in strategic planning and looking at doing some reorganization within the congregation to better utilize the assets and the leadership that they have. And we've had congregations endeavor to reach out to the community and be an asset to the community itself to help their own setting to accomplish some things that they weren't able to do maybe apart from that community engagement.
I'm glad that you pointed out that it's not just some cookie cutter program where you go in and say, well, if you do this, 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 and this, then your congregation's going to be all right, or everything's just going to improve tremendously if you do all X, Y, and Z. I'm glad that you pointed out that each congregation is in a different community, and each community is unique. There are some, I'm sure, some common things across the board, but to understand how your congregation is a part of that community and what you can do to serve that community, to engage that community, those are valuable things to learn. And you're right. Sometimes we quite often we put on blinders and we think about how the community, what the community used to look like or what the community used to be like. But sometimes we don't take a good look at what is the community like today, and how can we engage them, engage in conversation? How can we get to know our neighbors? Yeah. All good stuff. Well, how can we find out more about the next coming up, the next Engaging Your Community event?
Well, you can go onto our website, lcms.org/RSTM, or go check out our Facebook page. We've got it posted several places there, or just give our office a call or shoot us an email. We'd be happy to get any information. We've got one, like I said, coming up in Nortonville, Kansas. And then we've also got one coming up the end of May in Belvidere, Illinois. So we'll be doing something in the Northern Illinois District as well.
Very good. Very good. And what's the number for the office if we want to call and see if we can get involved in one of those events?
That is 888-463-5127.
888-463-5127. Or the website, as you said, lcms.org/RSTM for Rural Small Town Mission, RSTM. And you can check it out and find out about the Engaging Your Community events. And you guys offer some other events as well, some webinars and things like that throughout the year also, right?
Oh, we sure do. Yeah, we've got webinars monthly. We put out our quarterly printed newsletter. We've got our e-newsletter that goes out every month. We've got all sorts of resources online and otherwise. So we encourage folks to take advantage of that. And if you're in the Missouri District, I'm doing some of these things at the Missouri District Kitchen Sink Conferences as well.
Oh, cool. Very good. So around the Missouri District, you can hear about or you can participate in some of the same things at the Kitchen Sink Conferences. Now, a Kitchen Sink Conference, that seems to me it would be a conference that includes just a little bit of everything.
Pretty much. they've got a little bit of everything, and actually Dennis Klusman does some work on demographics there. I'm talking about partnerships and asset mapping, and so you can partner, get an EYC in a day.
Very good. That sounds like a really helpful thing. I appreciate the asset mapping, as you mentioned, how it focuses on what we have, what we've been given, and how we can use that to be faithful stewards. What can we do with what we've been given to be faithful stewards and to serve our community, to engage our community, and most importantly, to tell the good news of Jesus?
Exactly. We're very good. Our sinful flesh is very good at lamenting what we don't have or what we want. This is a way to reframe that and look at, you know, the Lord has blessed us. Let's use what he's blessed us with.
Mm-hmm. And when you take the time to look at that, you might realize you have some pretty neat things, some pretty neat gifts that we just kind of take for granted and look over daily and not even think about how those could
exactly
be used. All right. So again, lcms.org/RSTM. You can find information on the upcoming Engaging Your Community. The next one, March 21st. Is that right?
Correct.
Saturday, March 21st in Nortonville, Kansas, lcms.org/RSTM, or you can give them a call in the office, 888-463-5127. The Reverend Todd Kolbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks so much for being our guest today here on His Time.
Thank you, Andy.
God's blessings. Take care, brother.
And to you.
Thanks. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Dr. Aaron at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Hope you can join us for that conversation as well. All part of the way to start your day with the Word of God and prayer here on Worldwide KFUO.